Hi, I am Erica. I am a volunteer at the Museum of the American Military Family in Tejeros, New Mexico, and this is our podcast, Together We Serve. I am speaking with Karen, Air Force Branch brat, and we are going to talk about what it is like to grow up in a military family. Hello, Karen.
Hello.
If you were to explain to someone who has no idea what it means to be a part of the military family, what would you tell them?
That's a tough question. I guess it means that you're helping your father or your mother serve the country, so it's important. And you know, you have to understand how different it is the way people grow up. We move all the time, typically, so making friends is hard because you know you're going to move again and have to do it all over again. But that these things are really important, that your mom or your dad serves their country, and so, and your job is to support them at that.
Right. How long was your family in the military?
Well, my dad was in the Air Force when I was born, and he retired when I turned 17, so 17 years.
Where were you stationed, and which was your favorite place, and what was your least favorite place?
All right, so we moved every 2 years. So we started in South Dakota, and then we lived in Denver for a while my dad went to school at Lowry Air Force Base, and then we went from there to Kansas. Actually bought a house because they thought we were gonna get to stay, but they moved us right away to Okinawa. And we spent 3 years in Okinawa, wow, which was awesome. We came back to New Mexico to Holloman Air Force Base and spent a couple of years there. And then they sent us to Iceland, where we spent 2.5 years. And then, ironically, ended up back in South Dakota, where I was born. So that was pretty cool. My favorite place? God. It depends on age, really. When I was little, Okinawa was a great place to be. We got to go to the beach every day.
Right.
Or every weekend. We didn't get to go every day. But Iceland was cool just because of the things there was to see there. And it was older. We went camping. There's glaciers and volcanoes and, you know, there was a little bit of everything there, so it was really cool, too.
What, in your opinion, is the hardest thing about being in the military and being a part of a military family?
I think the hardest thing and the best thing was moving all the time. Because it was hard to make friends. And when you made friends, then you had to leave your friends.
Right.
And it was really bad at keeping touch, right? So I learned a lot about, I guess that's my next lesson. I'm going to answer your next question.
Awesome.
I learned that keeping in touch is really important, and writing letters is what we had to do back then. So I became a very good letter writer and a good correspondent. Unfortunately, I let that lapse when I started college, so I lost track of all those friends.
Right. What is one of your best memories of your military life?
I think that would be on Iceland, because my dad was a little more senior at that time, so we would have all of the young guys that didn't have families on serving with them, either families back home or just not married and had a family. They'd all come to our house for the holidays.
Right.
And so that was always really cool, because you know, have all these young men and women that would just come to their house and just be part of our family for the holidays. It was very cool. Well, it's a very personal decision. I think that it's important to encourage people that want to serve, but they have to, you know, go about it the right way. I think you have to really want to make those sacrifices, because they have to understand that it is a sacrifice, right?
Absolutely.
It's not right for everybody, but I think the ones that, you know, that there are people that, you know, that's what they should be doing, because that's their ambition in life and that really serve their country, and we need people like that. So it's not a real good answer.
Well, thank you for sharing your thoughts with us. This is Erica, and this has been our podcast, Together We Serve.